This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Have you ever found yourself ready to enjoy a bottle of wine only to realize you don't have a corkscrew? Well, stay tuned to learn an unconventional method to uncork your wine. I'll shoo you in on the details after this. Legendary winemaker Mike Gergich, the man who produced the Chardonnay that won the historic Judgment of Paris in 1976, once told me that it's better to drink wine than water. Why? Because water divides continents, but wine brings people together. During this holiday season, I hope you'll take the time to share memories, laughter, and of course, a bottle of wine with your family, friends, and perhaps even a few people you'd like to enjoy a better relationship with. Happy holidays. No corkscrew? No problem. The solution to removing the cork from a bottle of wine is at your feet. Literally. That's right, you can use your shoe to open a bottle of wine. A flat, tough-soled shoe, like a loafer, works best, though a tough-soled sneaker works too. First, remove the foil cap, then your shoe, and insert the base of the wine bottle into the heel. Then, holding both the shoe and the bottle tightly, begin banging the heel steadily against a sturdy wall. It's important to make certain the shoe is placed perfectly perpendicular with the wall, to ensure the maximum amount of force is transferred to the bottle. After a few swift smacks, the cork will begin to slide out, and you can remove it the rest of the way by hand. The best part is, it's actually the wine itself that forces the cork out. The force of the bottle hitting the wall is transmitted into the wine itself, causing it to put pressure on the cork and therefore forcing the cork out from the inside. As it turns out, wine pairs just as well with physics as it does with food. Though I prefer the latter. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.